See you. See you. Let me do this again so we get a clean take. But we know what we want, and we're going to get it. I'm a head coach. We sold out. Good, bad, indifferent, whatever. Whatever angle you take, it helps.
You best be settling in now, partner, because it's time for another Coach Prime update.
Young folks got a saying now. I'm him.
On the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
That is right. I haven't heard that in a long time, but it is indeed time for another Coach Prime update. Josh, I was reading Stuart Mandel's mailbag.
I read this exact same thing, Happer.
And he got an interesting question. I'll
question
read it to
for you.
It's from Justin D.
Oh.
Justin D. wonders this. Last offseason, these mailbags were filled with Coach Prime questions. Now it's like he's become a ghost, notwithstanding his comments about the NFL draft this week. How do you view year two of the Coach Prime era? Is his almost sole reliance on the transfer portal to build his roster a coach getting ahead of the curve in the new college football world, or an impending disaster that will look back as Charlie Weiss 2.0?
I love the beginning of Mandel's answer. He says almost nothing he's done since the middle of last season inspires much confidence. He's not wrong.
There is absolute. I haven't talked to anybody who thinks this is going to work. I don't think anybody thinks he's going to make it past this year.
I know.
And he wouldn't get fired.
I don't.
He would leave.
You know? So do you have any trepidation in this, whether it's this segment or any other segments, moving forward? Because last year at this time, we were like, ha, 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 tiny baby Buffs. We had a great time. We were laughing. You will never get this win against Nebraska. And then they did.
Yeah.
They got off to the 3-0 start. Who did they lose to? They lost to USC, then they lost to Oregon, and everything really started. Or maybe it was the reverse.
It was Oregon first.
That's right.
Remember, they're here for clicks.
They're here
for wins.
Then they destroyed them, and everything changed. But they did get the win over Nebraska. And so there's
part
of me that's like, man, we talked so much junk, and then we ended up being wrong. But I just don't know what to
I'm not afraid.
Why should I believe in this thing? Why should I believe that things are going to be okay or that things are okay? They are recruiting horrifically right now. That's the thing that I thought that they were going to be able to build on. They're not even doing that right now.
I am not afraid to make a pool reference. I am not afraid for the
I'm
splashback.
Not afraid.
Nice. Like, it's really – like, I regardless, the Nebraska part obviously scares you a little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't have any, like, trepidations about saying, like, I, first of all, don't think this is going to work. I'm certainly more sure of it now than I was a year ago.
Yeah.
That it's not going to work. And I think with the way the roster has come together and the way that they've acquired talent and the turnover on the coaching staff, like, even the people who would have been so bought in, like, I am Coach Prime Stan until I die. I mean, you're even hearing from that, like, community of people. It's just like, oh, gosh, this doesn't inspire any confidence.
Yeah.
And
you wonder what people that are, like, really up close with the program right now, whether it's, you know, those that are covering them in terms of, like, beat writers, or even those that are closer to, like, maybe the play-by-play guys or the sideline guys. Like, you wonder how they're feeling about the current situation going on at Colorado, given that they're seeing it all up close, and maybe they have a different relationship than we do with Coach Prime.
Yeah, I wonder. Maybe
I wonder.
Maybe there's some people here, and they're like, I don't like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you wonder about that. You wonder if those people exist.
Oh,
in a different cabana, maybe.
Okay. That's kind of what it felt like was happening.
I'm just, Josh, just speak out loud,
theoretically.
Yeah,
like, we wondered if maybe Scott Frost wasn't fully committed to the job and all that
implies. Have you seen Michael's video?
Who is the Michael Severe? Poll question, who's the Michael Severe of Colorado?
Who's going to make the Michael's video of Coach Prime?
And what kind of shirt is he wearing?
On that note, he blamed the last year's offensive coordinator for the poor play of the offensive line, and
yes,
then that offensive coordinator parlayed that into a head coaching position.
Yeah.
So it appears that even Deion's peers don't believe that Deion knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Not great. Not mm-hmm. great. And the thing, again, to go back to, like, roster construction, he's not, like, going to schools. He's not visiting these places.
No.
Again, like, the
zero in-home visits.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be how they were built. And, like, I thought that they would get a much better roster than Colorado, in theory, should have. And yet that part isn't happening. And so the cult of Deion, the cult of personality that is Deion Sanders, did we, like, overestimate it? Like, what in the world is happening with that right now?
Gosh, I don't know. Like, so I guess the question is, like, why isn't it working? Like, maybe we could ask it this way. Like, if he was the coach at Alabama, if he was the coach at Florida State,
okay,
would it be going any better?
That's a great question. That's an awesome question. Because, I mean, my first inclination would be obviously it would, because those are better schools and you have better access to talent at those schools.
And you can, if you have that much talent, that immense talent, can you overcome what Deion doesn't bring to the table as a football coach?
Which seems to be
anything.
Yeah, I mean, it really does. But on the other hand, I have also, in my lifetime, I've seen Florida State miss bowl games and I've seen Alabama miss bowl games. So it's not like we're talking about these full – those programs are not even Ohio State, which is – You know, truly foolproof. They always make bowl games. They're always good.
My answer to my own question, by the way, is we got an immediate text from Buff Josh.
There it is.
What does he say?
Would you like to read it?
Oh, this is comical.
Josh,
that's hilarious, Josh.
Nobody thinks this is going to work.
Dude, they went – okay, so here's the funniest
thing. Why are you the only person who think this is going to work?
The funniest thing is that, like, last year, okay, they did overachieve. They still only won 4 games. We're not talking about a team that surprised all of us and went to a bowl game. I just don't know how you watch this situation feeling good. That's the thing. I have covered and I have watched and I have rooted for Nebraska in all these different iterations where I wanted to buy into a coach. And there were these obvious signs in year one. Bill Callahan had these obvious signs. Mike Riley had these obvious signs. Scott Frost had these obvious signs where it's like, this is going in a direction that is not what we are hoping for. And a lot of us, I think, we're like salesperson Josh, holding on to that hope, saying, no, it's the others who are wrong. And the others ended up being right. Josh, you need to embrace it.
I'll answer my question from before. Like, does this work at Florida State or Alabama? My answer is no. Like, I don't think it does. And it was kind of to your point, like, what you need in college football is to be led by these people with elite-level communication, organization. You're not, like... Being a football coach is not about one thing. Whether you decide that you're about talent acquisition, which Deion has, or you're about, like, development, or you're about, like, whatever you're going to be about, you can't just be the one thing.
Correct. And especially at Colorado.
That coach, and then you have to hire people around you who are the best at their jobs.
And didn't it seem like they were doing that last year? Like, oh, wow, look at this staff that they put together.
And they all left. So you have to, like, you have to have every little button and crease tied up inside of your program, because it's not because, like, that's what works. It's because everybody else does.
Yeah,
you're falling behind everybody else when every little hole in the wall, every little crack isn't sealed up perfectly. And so, like, I'm not saying that Nebraska has this. I'm not saying that anybody else has this. These are the problems in every single program, but in this case, like, the cracks seem way too big.
Josh has followed up. If you would like to read them this time, he's followed up a couple of more times.
Okay. So the first question, the first comment was, "This is comical," which you read.
Yep.
You realize where we were.
Yeah.
Right?
We talked about it.
One win to four win. Can you look at the macro and go, 4 is better than 1.
4 is 4 times as many as 1.
Yeah. And then September in Lincoln will quiet this again.
All right. We'll see.
Once again, I'm not talking about Nebraska versus
Colorado. We're talking about Colorado.
Yeah.
We're talking about Colorado in the big picture. Yes, it's interesting that Nebraska is on Colorado's schedule again for the beginning of this of the Coach Prime era. But if they were not on the schedule, they would still be a story, and I would still be saying, I don't really like the direction that this is going in right now. And I just don't know how you can't see what is happening and just be a little concerned. I would be a little concerned if I was a Colorado Buffs fan.
Where are the wins on their schedule?
Yeah, well, I haven't even looked at their schedule.
I haven't either.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, tell me about it, Josh. I don't even know what their schedule looks like this time.
They open hosting North Dakota State, which is interesting.
Oh, that would be funny.
And then at Nebraska, at Colorado State, Baylor, at UCF. Like, okay, maybe there. Kansas State, at Arizona, Cincinnati.
They're in the Big 12.
Okay,
they're
in the Big
12 now. I forgot about that.
Cincinnati, okay, maybe that's a win. At Texas Tech, like, okay, you know, there might be something there. Utah, at Kansas, and then Oklahoma State.
A text from Jesse.
I certainly don't see 6 there.
No. Keep talking about Colorado. Remember what you dudes were saying last year? We need that win this year.
But we were right about them last year. Okay, okay, Colorado beat Nebraska. That's fine. But it didn't work. Nebraska was just not good at quarterback last year. Or, you know, the defensive issues were exposed with the talent that Colorado had at quarterback.
We were so right. Colorado won the game. They still suck.
Yeah, we were so right about them, except against Nebraska.
Buff Josh, were they good?
No.
No.
The answer is no. They were horrible.
Will they be good? No.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Do people think they're going to be better this year to last year?
Mm-hmm.
Is it? I don't know. Like, I don't think. I don't know if it will be or not. I got a couple tweets here from Riley.
Yep.
First off, he goes, at Josh Tweederson, at Connor Hamper. I think people have taken for granted programs that have to be built. Have built the foundational infrastructure to make programs like Alabama the successes we see today. Success isn't necessarily inherent to places like Alabama. They're built by program builders. So Coach Prime going to a place like Alabama doesn't mean automatic success. I think places with immense success like Alabama only put a magnifying glass on the shortcomings of poor coaches. I think that's exactly what would happen to Coach Prime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I tend to agree with all of that.
Yeah, I definitely do, too.
So, that's the buzz. That's the vibe on Prime right now.
Yeah, look, we're going to run it back this offseason of not believing in him. And, again, it's not about the game in Lincoln. I do agree with this comment from Husker Country. Ugh, I can't bear the thought of losing to CU in Lincoln, but we will have a freshman quarterback likely. They will have a very good quarterback. I will say this, like, I think that Shador is a tad overrated. Like,
I agree.
People talk about this guy.
Josh, listen to me. Pick up the TikTok.
Put it on the TikTok
camera. Shador Sanders, Heisman ticket, or sandwich. Give me sandwich yet again.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm watching a different sport sometimes. They're like, yeah, he's good. He's definitely better than what they have had. He also gets sacked all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't watch him thinking
didn't
that he's like anywhere
Prime
near the level.
His line is terrible.
Yeah, exactly. Well, are they going to be any better? He is not anywhere near, in my opinion, a Caleb Williams any of those other top guys.
They did get the five-star who went on Stephen A's.
Oh, that's right, the lineman?
Skip Bayless's show.
Yeah, the lineman. Yeah.
So that's your guy, I guess. Seton, I think, was his name.
Josh, he's followed up one more time. Bet the Buffs win over for me there at Circa. He wants to go. Nick, go down there and bet the overs for Josh.
Okay.
Go do it.
Yeah. I'll go throw away money.
He's already doing irresponsible things like betting the Mets today.
They're about to start. How about this? In 20 minutes. Why are they introducing the lineups now? That's so much earlier.
Takes
they
a while.
Do a lot
it's
of pomp and
opening
circumstance
day.
In New York.
It's opening
day. It's
the
day. Mets.
Meet the Mets.
Ode to the Mets.
I like the Mets uniforms. Those are good uniforms.
Those are good uniforms.
I like their logo. It's very classic.
It's
like
colors.
A modern classic.
Oh, Josh.
You're just all saying trash things right now.
Your team does problematic things, Josh.
Wow.
Hey, I don't have any of those problematic things on my person.
It just, he has the A.
Mm-hmm. On Buff Josh's text there.
Oh, yeah. What are the lines?
Colorado's win total 5.5.
Ooh. So Josh disagrees with what you just said a few minutes ago where you said, I don't see six wins, and he says, I do.
He sees it. He sees a path.
All right. Well, they started 3-0 last year.
I will not be betting for you, Josh.
No.
I will not be doing that because I believe in responsible gambling.
Nice. Well played. Well played.
I'm a big believer in that. All right. We're coming back, and we'll have a special update from our good friend John Bishop.
And more importantly,
Jason Green.
John Bishop caught up with Jason Green ahead of Creighton's game tonight against Tennessee. So it's coming off of the biggest game of his career against Oregon in the round of 32 in Pittsburgh. John chatted with him, and we'll have that on the other side in the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.